Triple Nine is one of those heist movies that makes you wonder what you have done with your life and how you found yourself in a movie theater watching such a film. That is not to say that it is a bad movie. It's just to say that it doesn't make a lot of sense in any cohesive fashion, and it has a pace of a slow thought out plot twisting movie, but it actually has nothing like that. So I think because it has Casey Affleck, it tried to do like a Mystic River sort of situation, but ended up with something extremely incoherent. Essentially, the plot, which will be interesting to try to explain, involves like a few dirty cops who are trying to rob a bank, and then the dyed bag in the money goes off, so it makes the money worthless. Then you've got sort of Casey Affleck and Jesse from Breaking Bad. So then they try to, rob a police station by coming up with some sort of plan that involves a cop who's been shot. And it seems like their plan is to shoot Casey Affleck. And ostensibly because they're being blackmailed or their son has been kidnapped by a Russian mafia woman. Kate Winslet is in the movie, Casey Affleck, Woody Harrelson, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Michael B. Jordan, incredible cast, Anthony Mackie, Norman Reedus from Walking Dead. So you've got all these guys. You've got the 12 Years a Slave actor, you've got Woody Harrelson, got Kate Winslet, so there's some Oscar power, and it's just crazy how talented the cast is, considering how bad the plot is. So yeah, there's the the Russian mafia woman who's, I guess, kidnapped Anthony Mackie's son, although it's not clear if he's totally kidnapped or if he's just being borrowed. His ex-wife, I guess it's his ex-wife, her current wife that he doesn't live with, is like some very attractive model type that it's not clear what she's doing in the movie. So then you have these sort of angry cops who are dirty cops who tried to rob a bank, and now they're being investigated while they plan this other situation, which spoiler alert, accidentally leads to one of them being shot, but not the one they were trying to shoot. And then while that's happening, they try to rob a police station, and Woody Harrelson is trying to foil it, and there's just a lot of slow sequences. The movie should be just like either you should be interested in what's going to happen next, or the scenes themselves should be interesting for this type of movie. And in this case, it's neither. And I think what happened here is that the director became enamored with the talent of the cast, and he just kind of let them say their lines without really trying to stop them. So you have these long dialogue sequences for a movie that really shouldn't be heavy on the dialogue and ends up being completely incoherent. So you have well-acted scenes that don't serve the plot, and the plot itself doesn't really serve any function. So is it a good movie? No.